will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll have the approval of the minutes, and that would be the January 11th, 2022 regular meeting. If I could have a motion, please.
I move for the approval of the January 11th regular meeting minutes. I second it.
All right. We need a roll call?
We don't usually do them, but we can if you'd like.
Nope, I'm all right. So we got that.
Yeah, you do roll call for the minutes.
Oh, we do roll call, yeah, sorry.
It's been moved and seconded.
Oh, it's been moved and seconded?
Okay, she's missing her cue.
Yes, that's it.
Now, may we have the roll call?
Yes, Mrs. Van Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, well, motion approved. We'll have the staff reports. We don't seem to have the Minot County Sheriff here, so we're going to go to the report from our fire department, Andy Earhart.
So since last meeting, we've had 37 calls, which kind of a little side note, we ran the numbers and we were very high last year and we're already 10 above where we were last year. So we're on pace if we keep going to break that 700 mark for this year. Two building fires, one was a mutual aid call. The other one was one of ours. We actually had a trailer burn up in the Sunshine Mobile Home Tarp.
Oh, really?
Right around the corner from Debbie's house.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much.
Was that vacant?
No.
No.
It was occupied. Everybody was out. Everybody's safe. It was a total loss on the trailer. And it was contained to that trailer. The crews did a great job of keeping it from spreading to other trailers. We've had a few motor vehicle accidents. We have three of those. Some of them have been pretty nasty ones again. And 23 medic calls, and the other ones are service calls. So a very busy time for us again. Mutual aid, half a dozen times to Bethel Clark. Elizabeth